Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now Australian Catholic University have set up a beautiful program, Away From Base, Away From Base program. And look, it's a great study mode in which Indigenous students are well supported with tutors to study online and then have intensive blocks on campus twice per semester, all paid for, accommodation, flights, meals, etc. Students can study a range of courses, including teaching, midwifery and businesses. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with a student, Courtney Palashuma, her third year of studying midwifery, and got her in the studio with me. And a very good morning, Courtney. How are you, sister?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Trev.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Courtney. My maiden name's Shepherd. So we're from Mareeba, so I'm Mullaridgee mob. Got a grandma from Yiriganji mob, Kokomini tribe, and also South Sea Islander.
Footprint everywhere, sister.
That's it. Family everywhere.
And that's how we run. Beautiful. Fantastic. Congratulations. Third year studying, midwifery. And tell us about this journey, how long you've been doing it.
Yeah, so I got into midwifery. This is my third year. So wanted to go back into midwifery after I had my own kids and had both like negative and positive experiences. Trying to find a uni that would kind of be the right fit for me with my family life and come across ACU.
Fantastic. And here you are doing your study. So when you're saying after being a parent, you weren't looking at this before being a parent.
No, it's something that has come later in life. I've kind of always just worked to get that paycheck and, you know, I never found something that I was passionate about and that I wanted to do as a career.
Okay.
So once I had my kids and I kind of had that experience and realised how beautiful and amazing, like, you know, giving birth is and bringing new life into the world, and also having that experience where I didn't feel like I was supported when I had my first child and I was kind of out there and no one was kind of there as a support. I kind of wanted to step into that role to be there for the women and their families.
Yes.
And to make that a really nice, positive experience.
All right. So to our listeners that they don't know what a midwife is, explain the role.
So a midwife is there as an advocate for, you know, through antenatal labour and postnatally for the woman and her family, whoever she, you know, her support network is. You know,
so you do home visits after the baby's born and mother goes home with the child?
Yeah, so it depends on the style of care that you're doing. So if you're at the hospital, obviously it's hospital care. If you're in the MGP program, which is the midwifery group practice, they do home visits out into the community. So that's a bit more relaxed. You have a bit more time to build relationships with women and their families.
Fantastic. So this is your third year. How long is the midwifery course?
So I'm doing a direct entry course and it's 3 years from to finish. That's, you know.
So this is your last year.
This is my last year. Fingers crossed that, you know, semester two I passed with flying colours.
So. Oh, good. And so with that, they also give you placements. Have you worked out in the field?
Yeah, so every semester we do like a block placement. So I've done a majority in Cairns at the hospital. Okay. And I've also done a really beautiful placement in Mareeba with their MGP led style at the hospital.
And in Mareeba, your hometown.
Yeah.
But also mum's a nurse.
Yeah, my mum's a nurse. She's been a nurse for going on about 40 plus years.
Yes. Big shout out, mum. Mum's name is
Karen Shepherd.
Karen Shepherd, big shout out, sister. Keep doing what you're doing. And your lovely daughter following your footsteps, so to speak.
Yeah, and it was lovely to be able to go to work with my mum. You know, going back 20 years, I would never have thought that I'd be working with my mum, you know. So it was
true.
Just that whole experience, you know.
Getting goosebumps. Yeah. That's beautiful. So with your placement there, and then you come to your end of your third year, do you have a choice where you get placed?
We can give preferences on where we go. Cairns is the easiest for me just because of family and
you live in here and kids at school and what have you.
Yep, day to day. So.
But mum would love to see you up in Mareeba.
Yes, and they've been trying really hard to get me back into Mareeba and, you know, it's a never say never thing. So.
Okay. Well, let me ask that question. If you went Mareeba, it's not a long drive. Would you commute?
Yeah, I think the commute would probably be the way to go. Mum lives there, so free accommodation and stuff like that.
Oh, if you need to stay there overnight or what have you, yeah, sure.
You know, they do have quarters there where you can stay as well.
Okay,
so.
Yes. All right, fantastic. So when you're doing this course, midwifery, First Nation woman you are, a lot of First Nation students?
So when I started 3 years ago, we came as a cohort of 10 students. Got, you know, sisters from everywhere, Torres Strait, Central Coast, you know, New South Wales. They fly us in, fly us out.
Good. So good, good, good. Now, midwifery can be a male?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I asked you cautiously. Yeah. I wasn't sure, but they can be.
There are a few
male nurses.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, if that's their preference that they want to go into. And I mean, everyone's professional in their field. So, you know, they're going in there for a reason, the same as females do. So.
Yeah, good. Okay, fantastic. So when you look at it, I mean, hats off to you, my sister, because you're studying and your mother.
Yeah.
You got your other half who's working and you got children putting in the school and what have you. So you're virtually operating on a one wage at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much. While I'm doing full-time study, I'm a stay-at-home mum. All my kids are into sport, so they're, you know, doing sport when they're not at school. So
sure, a bit of a struggle street. I mean, this day and age, you've got to have two people work in order to survive, could say.
The budget's very tight. Let me put it that way.
Put it that way.
Especially having that big family, you know, having five kids still at home and another one away. So
when you are placed, there's the full-time job. At a professional level, there's two pay packets now, which looks good for the future.
Yeah, well, when we're at uni as a full-time student, the placement is unpaid placement. So it's not until we start our grad year next year that we actually get some money coming in.
Yeah,
so
gotcha.
It's a very hard degree, but, you know, it's really worthwhile.
So you say to your lovely husband and your children, bear with me. There's greener pastures down the track.
Yeah, sure. But like before I started, we actually had a family meeting where I said to the kids and my hubby, are we all on board? Because this is a big commitment. There's a lot of time, a lot of effort. Yeah. Mum's going to have to go away. You know, there's residential blocks. So I have to follow women. So it's a big commitment.
And look, can I say that the family meeting, very important. And a lot of our mob need to do that. And we're going to have discussions of our future, where we're going, the vehicles we're using in regard to job vehicles, you know, and life itself, and kids playing sport and being tight with our money, you know, pizzas and takeaways and things like that, going out for dinner, going down to Townsville, watching North Queensland Cowboys play or something to that effect. All the entertainment sort of puts on hold. But when you start working, then we can start living a comfortable life, you could say.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, it's this little bit of hard work and commitment is going to pay off, you know, and it's not just for me and my family. It's also, you know, we're representing mob.
Exactly. We're,
you know, it's bigger than the family unit.
Exactly. And my sister, we are screaming out for black successes in this country and not only on the football field. And the fact that you're about to become a midwife, you know, there's a profession, a black woman at that, and it just paves the way for other young brothers and sisters that you can do this course, you can do this opportunity as well.
That's it, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, you know, we're there to show these kids that, you know, we never thought we were smart enough when we left school to, you know, go to university. And, you know, 40 years later, here I am at university,
that's
you know.
Exactly.
Life experience, and now we're on the other side.
And you're enjoying the journey. I'm picking that up, Courtney.
Yeah, I love it. You know, it's very supportive. Like, there's a lot of supportive midwives, our lecturers, you know. Michelle Koziak, who actually started the Away From Base program, is Indigenous midwife, nurse, and she's so passionate about what she's doing. And, you know, it's just that support that comes through.
So there's a message there for all our brothers and sisters out there. And no matter what age, you left school, what have you, or straight after school, you can go into university and further education. And support is what I'm picking up, is unbelievable. Yeah. It is fantastic, is it not?
Yeah, ACU were great. Like, when we had our orientation week, we went down to the Indigenous unit in Brisbane, Wimala. We had a yarning circle. We had, you know, aunties and uncles come there to do welcome to country. We had, you know, big yarning circles with our lecturers. There was just so much support. You can go in there, you know, don't bring your food, you got feed there, you know, everything's there. You've got moral support, you've got anything you need, pretty much you've got someone there to give you a hand.
And then there's a national organisation, CATSANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. So when you qualify, you become a member of that automatically, or how's that work?
Well, I'm already a member as a student, so I get to, you know, see the posts and see what's happening on that. In that field, like,
so there's a support arm at a national level for you as a midwife.
Yeah, and it's great. Like, they do Zoom panels. There's, you know, meetings with people, doctors, nurses, midwives, you know, just all working in that space of Indigenous health. And, you know, it's inspirational, I suppose,
would
that
be,
you've got, you know, those role models that have come before that, you know.
Yes. So there'd be conversations on that platform with black doctors and black nurses.
Yeah.
And black midwives.
Yes.
In regard to supporting you as a student.
Yeah, there's like support posts. There's like, you know, if there's CATSANAM conferences, scholarships, things like that, events that are happening like close to you. Also, like, if your experiences in the workplace, how you deal with things, like, you know, if there's
so
any
personal level,
budgeting,
all the above. Fantastic. Well, today Mariba, tomorrow the world.
Yeah, that's
That's today. Then, as a midwife, you can get a job anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I suppose it's one of those professions that you go into and. People
a lot
always
of babies
have babies.
Born, that's right. And people out there producing them, don't worry about that.
That's it.
Me and you come from there. Listen, that's too deadly, my sister. Thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. Please do keep in touch. And I'd love to hear from you once you qualify, once you grad.
Definitely will do. Thank you very much for having me.
Too deadly. And big shout out to ACU, Australian Catholic University, and also AFB, and that's the Away From Base. And that lady who
Michelle Kozak.
Michelle Kozak.
Kozak.
Congratulations, Michelle. Fantastic program. And this young sister, Courtney, swears by it. Too deadly, sister. We'll yarn soon, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
All right. A beautiful yarn there with Courtney Pelajuma. She's a midwife, third year, and look, about to become a midwife and be a full-time job. Fantastic, and operating in a deadly space, another black success profession, which is great to see. And also the communication with her beautiful husband and her kids regarding taking this journey and surviving on one wage. When she starts working, there it is, two wages, and then it's looking roses, pretty roses for the future ahead. Fantastic. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. With the ball you run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black here at BBM, Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.